Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. How you guys be? This is Jimena.
And this is Marlena.
Woohoo! So we are doing a retake on entities because last week we were going to do it on entities, but we had another topic got introduced in the sub-team instead. And by the time I wanted to switch it over, it would have been too short to go with it. So anyways, as we go on with entities, if anybody has any questions on entities, you're welcome to call us. You can call us at 323-375-0849. And we will talk and assist you with whatever you have going on. As we go through this, I've been getting clients have been coming to me that they are perceiving entities in their living space and some other places. And I'm really not surprised because, as you know, as we are moving, as we are ascending to the fifth dimension, the energies are getting so that the veil between us and the other side is getting thinner. So if you and everybody is aware of entities, then you're going to be perceiving them in your around you more than you were before. Although before they were also around you, you just it was too thick for you to be aware of them. But now you're probably more aware of them. And just so you know, you are never alone. You always have an entourage, if you will, with you of entities. And what I mean by that is you have your guardian angel and who was assigned to you since the time you were born. And then you have your guides. And the guides are not always the same throughout your life. As you evolve through your past, you will be changing guides because they will be with you up to whenever you agree to be with them. But that once you grow out of them, if you will, somebody else will come and take their place. But if you really want to know, each person, each being has an entourage of about between 3 and 6 or 12 guides that are working with them. And when I said between 6 and 12, it's depending on how many families have crossed over, how many family members have crossed over. They also like to hang out with you, your family members. They like to come around. They like to guide you. If you talk to them, you don't have to set up an altar or anything like that. You can just talk to your family members who have crossed over, and they will assist you. And the one thing about it is, it's not to be afraid of anything, because you as an embodied being, you have more power in your little finger than they do. The only reason we are afraid of them is because we perceive them and we are afraid of the unknown. But the thing about it is that they are the same beings. They just don't have a body. They are more free. They can be in more than one place at one time because they're not in a body anymore. So if you're asking for help and somebody else is asking for help for the same being, they can be in both places at one time. Now, there are entity clearance. The things to watch out for is if you are hearing voices in your head, but the way you hear the voices, you know how you have the chatter in the mind going on? But if you hear voices like, you need this, let's have it, you need a drink or you need a cigarette or you need whatever. It's with a you. That's not you talking to you. Somehow or other, you have acquired a new tenant in your body. Your body is a vehicle for the beings. And then if you hear the you, definitely you got to start thinking, I'm no longer alone in my body. And that happens all the time. If I happen to go to Virginia, I'm in Maryland. If I happen to go to Virginia, Virginia being a state where there was a lot of civil wars and stuff like that, I most certainly come back with one or two or more additional beings in my body. And then I just have to take them out, and then everything goes back to okay, being okay. Another thing you will notice is that if your dog or if your pet starts behaving different around you, they will perhaps bark at you or be afraid of being close to you. It's because they do not recognize you, because there's another entity in your body. So pay attention. Pets are very, very useful, very aware. If they're behaving weird, so ask yourself, what's going on here? What is different? Why is so-and-so behaving different around me? My mom goes out to, she goes to visit a friend or something. My dog comes, when she comes home, my dog wants to charge at her. And she wants to push her. And I know when she's pushing at her, it's because she wants to get the entity out of my mom's body. So I just did a clearing. And then the entity is blown away and everything's back to normal. So how are ways to prevent from doing this? Okay, grounding is the key. For you, what happens is that between your first and your second chakra, there's a little light. And the little light is sometimes gets mistaken by beings without body as the light. You know how we're told, go to the light, go to the light? Well, they get that little light that we have gets mistaken by the light, and they go to the light, which is you going by because you're going by, and then suddenly they're in this body, but then you start behaving weird and things are not the same. So, one way to prevent that is to be grounded. And a friend of mine last week, and I think it was that she was saying that. To Earth Day, she was going to go earthing. I had tried before and I had interesting results, but we won't go into that. just be grounded, okay? Ground yourself. Do a meditation for grounding yourself, or just go walk on your grass. I wouldn't suggest cement or asphalt, but go walk on the grass for about half an hour and ground. Okay, that's one way, that's the easiest way to prevent entities from coming into your body. Now, and if you do have entities, no big deal, you can always remove them. One way to remove them is, I'm going to do a clearing right now. There are several different modalities to remove entities. Okay, I'm going to do an access consciousness clearing, I'm going to do a Doreen Virtue Clearing, and I'm going to do a new modality to you guys, which I haven't introduced before, which is a Gregory Grabovoi entity clearing. Okay? So first, let's go ahead and do this, and you're going to feel the difference. First of all, I don't go mental on me, okay? But what I mean by that is don't think. If you're thinking, you're thinking. So do not go mental. Just pay attention. And when I ask a question, just write down the number or whatever, okay? So, remember, the human being never does anything unless they see a value to it. So sometimes when we allow others to come into our body, it's for a reason. We perceive there to be some kind of value. So sometimes the entities push themselves into our bodies, and then we kind of fight them, and then eventually if they're stronger than us, they win and they stay with us until we're able to kick them out. Other times, we allow entities to come into our bodies because for whatever reason, they might be scared and you know them and you're just doing them a favor and you're just being sympathetic or compassionate or whatever, for whatever reason. There's so many reasons out there. So let's go ahead and do a clearing. I'm going to start with an access consciousness clearing for entities, okay? The one thing, so that you know if there's a difference in one more thing before we start. Choice. Choice trumps everything. If you decide, I am going to be the only being in my body, you tell everybody else to get the HELL out. Okay? You tell them to get out. because you are the owner. You are the owner of the body, and nobody else has the right to be there. Now, if you allow them to stay there, that's okay. As long as you know you're doing that, and as long as they're not making you do things you don't want, like they're not telling you you need to drink or you need to smoke or, you know, you don't hear that third voice, it's okay. If that's what it works for you, not a problem. So let's go on with the clearing. The clearing, it goes like this. First, let me ask you a question. How many entities in your body? Write down the quantity, the number that came up in your mind, because that's how many beings you're sharing your body with. Okay? Now, remember that number. Write it down if you want to. Not a problem. You can also remember it. So let's go on with the clearing. Choose who are you. Choose who were you for that. 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 Choose who were you in the future. Choose what are you. Choose who were you for that. Choose who were you for that. Choose what were you before that. Choose who were you for that. Choose who were you in the future. Choose what is your job. Choose what was your job before that. Choose what was your job before that. Choose what was your job before that. Choose what will your job in the future. Take your magnetic imprint and go, or leave it here to be the strength and creator open to the feeling. I run good about what I'm back on last year's work and beyond. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Okay, how do you feel now? Are you inside or outside your body? No right or wrong answer. Sometimes we're outside our body because our body starts to full of entities. So once we come in the body, you know, you might feel a little bit more restrictive, or you might see with more space because you're the only one there. Now, the question is, truth, how many entities in your body? Now, if the second time I ask that question, there's still a number other than one, you might want to run the clearing once again, okay? And what that will do is maybe the first time you were not ready to give all of them up because for some reason the entities in you are helping you or being of benefit to you somehow or other. Not a problem. There's so many reasons to keep them, but it's all a choice. So if you want to give them up, just do the clearing, listen to the clearing again, and first ask yourself, choose how many beings in my body, and then get the number. If you don't get a number, then run it again, and there's not going to happen unless you unless you don't want to give them up, you're not going to give them up. But it's all a choice, okay? Now, the other thing about it is the other modality is during virtues modality, okay? And this time, what you would say is, let me ask you a question. Truth, are you willing to give up the entities in your body? Well, from 1 to 10, how willing are you to give up the entities in your body? You need a number. 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. So give me a number. So if I get a 2 or 3, there's enough room there for me to work whatever it is that you want to give up to come out. If you give me a 10, it's like you're all ready to give them out, okay? So what you do is you ask Archangel Michael to come in with his net of light to come and to retrieve and release and remove all the entities that are in your body. And he takes it away. And he takes it away. The net is very, it goes through matter. It goes through physical matter without a problem. And he just takes it away. And you can also do this visualization of Archangel Michael coming and put a net of light, his net of light, so to remove entities from your house. And imagine the net of light being as big as your building of your house, and then him running that net through the entire house. Through the entire house. And at the end, it's going to be like a bundle. Just let it happen. And everything in your entire environment is going to get clear of entities. because they didn't know where to go or they were being stubborn. Now, when I say entities, I'm not talking about your guides or your guard angels. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about entities that just woke in, or they were living there, or they just, you know, beings that have nobody, and because you can acknowledge them and perceive them to be there, they just happen to be there. So I'm talking about those beings that will go away. Because, you know, you're never alone. Even in the shower, you are never alone. There's always somebody there. So that's an interesting thought, huh? But imagine him taking it away, and then now how does your environment feel? There you go. See, and he takes that bundle of, that he collected from your home, he takes it all the way to the light, and they guide him. They guide those souls out there. Wow. How does your environment feel now? Take a deep breath. Good. Now, a third way of doing entity clearing, it's really simple. It's another modality from Gregory Grabois. And this one is about transforming negative energy. A negative energy could be anything that you could and you just want it out. Okay? So if, like, I did this for a client of mine. She works in an elderly home, but elderly home for Alzheimer's patients. Okay, which is quite interesting. As you can imagine, there's got to be a lot of stuff there. And she wanted to work more with the light, and which is great, you know. And she told me that she loved her work, but she just did not look forward to going to work because the negative ambiance that was in her workplace. And I asked her to describe this to me. She says, it just feels icky and it feels very thick when I go in, and it just feels very, and I asked her to, we talked a little bit more. So I explained to her what to do, which is what I'm going to show you also. Now, imagine your walls, the four walls in the room you're in or the building you're in. No, let's imagine for now, let's do it the smaller. Let's do the four walls in your office or in the room that you're in. The four walls, the ceiling and the floor, imagine those to be made out of glass. Imagine them to be a mirror. And on the surface of the walls, the ceiling and the floor, there is the word E equals VS. E as in Eddie equals V as in Victor. Sam, S as in Sam. Okay, so E equals VS. Imagine that lettering in all the walls and all the, in the ceiling and the floor. Now, imagine that getting smaller and smaller and smaller, kind of like the walls and the ceiling and the floor closing in. Closing in, closing in, closing in. Until it gets to be so tiny that it's in front of your chest that you can put it in one hand of yours. And now that it's that size, toss it up to the universe to be transmuted. How does your environment feel? Did you perceive the change? Now, in addition, if you have a lot of people who are not well in their mind, people who have Alzheimer's and schizophrenic and bipolar, a lot of times they have more entity issues than those who do not. So in those cases, if you happen to have a family member or you happen to have somebody like that, that you know, that you're living with, you want to leave the walls, the ceiling and the floor as mirrors so that when negative information comes in, as it sees itself in the mirror, it gets transmuted to light. That's a good exercise. And then you can actually feel the energy. Right now I'm like, and my room is like, really, you can tell the difference. That's one way to change the energy, to remove entities as well. Okay? Now, when it comes to entities with jobs, in other words, they will be called demons. That's mm-hmm. a slightly different thing. Go ahead. What did you say, Marlena?
Huh?
Did you say something?
Oh, no. I said, yeah, that's a good subject right there. I deal with a lot of people, you know, with that. And I can tell you, a lot of them are very angry, and they have no idea why the people.
See, entities with jobs, which in other words are called demons, the demons are tired. They've been serving us. There's nothing really sinister with demons. They just happen to be entities that we've given them jobs to do something for us. And we've had this relationship with them for millions and millions and millions of years. Okay? So they are tired. They are really tired. They will like to go home and be given a break because they are just tired. They know that this energy is that they really cannot live in these energies also. So they would like to be given a break. And what you have to do is you need to fire them. A lot of people, when they have problems, when they have issues of like being stuck in the same place, or when they're about to find a good job that they like and the last minute everything falls through, a lot of times it's because we have employed demons to stop us from the power that we truly be. I have a client in Africa, South Africa, and he tells me how every time he buys a house, things go down. He says the property goes down. Every time he buys a car, you know, things happen to the car. He can never keep it a nice car. That's what he tells me. And then after talking to him and seeing what was going on in his life, he had employed an army of demons to keep him back from who he truly be. And then, so he can leave the mirrors in the walls, the ceiling and the floor, if you want to, with the E equals VS, so that whenever the demons come out, they look at themselves in the mirror and they go. Or you can do the following clearing. And you got to say it until you feel a shift in the environment, okay? Don't forget, once again, it's all about choice. If the person is not willing to give up their demons, well, you can do whatever you want, and the demons will not go away. I had a lady who, I was sitting at a table, I was at a friend's house. We were doing a bars exchange or something like that. And then, so I sit down and I didn't expect to be doing anything other than just shooting the breeze. And then I was talking to her and she knew that I do entity clearing in clear spaces. And then suddenly, I mean, from this being this nice, gentle lady, she changed her voice to this gruff, mean man. And made me sit up and take notice. I was like, and everybody in the room got quiet because everybody was chatting. But when she started talking in this mean, evil voice, everybody was shut. Everybody got quiet and they were like afraid and their eyes were like bugging out of their heads and all that. And they were like, and he was saying to me that no matter what, he was not going to leave this person, her body. And then initially I got scared as well. Who wouldn't, right? This is the first time it ever happened to me. And then I said, hell no. You know, he's not more powerful than me. I am in a body, for God's sake. So I got bigger. And then to get him out. Once she did that, because she had told me that wherever she goes, things fall on her. And one time something really fell and her shoulder was was really bad. And then I was like, oh, I knew what it was, but I wasn't going to, I don't automatically go to someone and say, hey, you have a demon with you, no? It's not my business unless somebody pay me to care. But he forced me, and because he came and he taunted me that I would not get him out. And I said, okay. I talked to the being, but he would not let her talk to me. So it was, I talked to her, and I said, okay, do you want it out? Do you want change? Do you want assistance with it? And then she said yes, and then we were able to get him out. So to release demons from your being, from your environment, from whatever, from whence you came, whence, whence, go back from whence you came, never to return to my life, my body, for eternity. Go back from whence you came, never to come back to my life, my body, for eternity. And then you just say that multiple, multiple, multiple times until you feel a shift. Okay? So go back from whence you came, never to come back to our bodies, our lives, for eternity. Go back from whence you came, never to come back to our lives, our bodies, for eternity. Go back from whence you came, never to come back to our lives, our bodies, for eternity. Go back from whence you came, never to come back to our lives, our bodies, for eternity. Go back from whence you came, never to come back to our lives, our bodies, for eternity. Go back from whence you came, never to come back to our lives, our bodies, for eternity. Go back from whence you came, never to come back to our lives, our bodies, for eternity. Go back from whence you came, never to come back to our lives, our bodies, for eternity. Give it a breath. Cool. Now. Wow. And if you are releasing a lot, you will feel dizzy. You will feel dizzy. So it just take a, it, when you do that, you release a lot of energy and a lot of entities with jobs. And at the end, you want to say, everybody go, you are fire. You are fire, go now. Okay? Because it's only at your beck and call that they've been working on your behalf. It's not that they were there for anything other than because you allowed it, and it was a choice, and they had a deal with you. Now, other than that, there's really nothing to be afraid, because if you are, we only have about a minute and a half left, but when if you are afraid, they feed in from fear. That is their food. That is their delicacy. If you show fear, then that's what they want. They want you to be afraid. So be aware of your environment. Be aware of what's going on around you. Be aware of your body, how you feel in your body. Remember, I keep saying to you guys, talk to your body. How is your body doing? Pay attention to your thoughts, because your thoughts should only be, I need this, I want this. Should never be, you need a drink, you need a cigarette, you need to go this, you need to go that. No, it should never be that way. Okay? The mind chatter, pay attention to that. And then you ask, if you get a you're like, come back and listen to this. Just trim the pieces where I identity clearing or theming clearing, and then use that again and again and again. If you want to use it on others, you can, but remember, choice trumps everything. If they don't choose to give up their demons, to give up their entities, they're not going to give up anything. I'm sorry, we had a caller on the line, but it was already too late, only a couple minutes before the show will be over. If you have any questions, please write to us, and I will be great. I will answer your questions, okay? Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, they can email us and call back next Monday and one.
Yeah, we never stuck to one subject, we're able to change. And so if you come back next Monday and ask the questions about entities, we'll answer. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Awesome.
How you feel?
I'm feeling really well today. I had a rather interesting week dealing with a lot of angry folks. And then yesterday I had an angry driver. And I know that it was all because we were trying to get rid of entities.
I swear, I didn't want to schedule until last minute, because when you schedule before, it's like they all come out of the woodwork to play with you. I was like, ah.
Oh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to help folks, as you know, and I had two people that I have helped turn around and just come against me, and I said, oh, your entities are standing up and showing their job, you know. So I just said, all right. And then yesterday I'm coming back from a day trip, and my friend is driving, and somebody came sideways across the highway going to go into their driver door, and they swerved. The person got behind us and went real slow, and then went around the side to me and, you know, turned their steering wheel towards me, looked in my face, and started laughing. And I saw an entity as in their face. I'm going, oh, okay. So then I just did, in my mind, basically, I'm like, pot and pock. And they went in front of us and did, like, real slow. So if we didn't slow down, we would have slammed into them. And then as soon as we went to turn into another lane, basically, to get away from them, they put the directional on to go the same way we were, and they're right in front of us. And I go, oh, no, you don't. And I got very powerful. And I said, move. And they went right to the left and out of the way. And we turned and they went straight. I said, now that's power. I was done with it.
Wow.
I said, I ain't
doing awesome.
Entity. Yeah, just like you were just saying, the entity, like, I'm not coming out. Like, heck, you're not. Get out. You know? You know, sometimes you do need someone else to help you, you know, to get rid of a strong entity. And I felt like certain folks sometimes send entities towards people, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how we, you know, we use them to help us, but then that costs us because, you know, they make us pay for it.
Yeah.
And there's
like,
a lot
well,
of times where...
Yeah, well, sometimes they're actually some angry folks, okay? And, you know, they have the demons, we'll say, and they actually will send... you know, demons towards certain people to do damage to their lives because the people are angry, like you say, or they're in fear, they're jealous of you, they don't understand you're different than them, and they're just
mm-hmm.
like, you know, they're angry. So all of a sudden you're doing all right, and all of a sudden your life just starts going crazy, and I've had that. And then I sat down and I said, something ain't right, you know, and then I started saying certain prayer, and all of a sudden these people started appearing, like almost saying, you know, like, I'm doing this to you, I'm doing that to you. And I'm like, yep. You're like revealing what you're doing to me, so now I can undo it, you know. I was like, oh, see, if we don't ask, we don't receive, so we might as well ask who's doing this, you know, why is it, and let's deal with it and end it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how does it get any better than this? My big question.
Exactly. Okay, do you have any programs that open AI files?
AI?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what that...
AI apparently is a file by Adobe Illustrator Artwork.
Artwork?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't. I don't know. Like, if we could, like, download it.
No, apparently it's proprietary. And you got to pay for the software. So I'm wondering if...
No,
what,
no I don't have it.
See if I can find it.
I was trying to find, like, something, you know, like you use. It would be, there would be, your words are there, and then there's a scroll or something behind it, you know. That would be nice to have for myself. I'm going, okay, where does Amara get these beautiful things, you know, where you got something behind, you know, your description or whatever. I said, that's really unique, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if my daughter was here, then she would be like, oh, I know what that is, and she would, you know, do it. but I'm not into like a lot of computer stuff like that. So I'm just like, she was the art major. So, I mean, I'll make, you know, certain videos or MP3s, but I don't know how to do the behind-the-scenes artwork as at this point.
But mm-hmm.
Maybe we can, like, figure it out and get a free program that works similar or better. How does it get any
yeah.
better than that? We'll find
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Okay,
we
have
don't
a good
up.
One.
Yeah, we don't give up, do we? No.
Nah. Why? Give up? Nah.
I'm
give up? No way.
Enjoy the spring that we're having.
Exactly. Exactly.
We had snow, man. We had snow the other day. It was 70, went down to 40, and it must have went lower than that, and it started, like, snowing here. And I go, oh, no, you don't. Get out.
Oh, we had ice the other night.
Ice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Now it's time to move south. No, no more ice. I sent the rain somewhere else. It didn't rain today. Like you told everybody, you said we can move the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, no, I'm coming here. You go where they need the rain. And it didn't rain. It got really, like, warmer outside. So I was like, see,
mm-hmm.
it's all our intention, right? My mind chatter and all that garbage, I was clearing that out of the area here. So, but we will remove that ice and all the cold off the East Coast and just send it on its way. Be transmuted.
You never know. It's like, you know, we're in an ice age, so mini ice
yeah.
age. So
yeah, you can tell. It's
yeah.
chillier.
Yeah. Okay, let me
That's
go get something to eat. Oh my gosh, it's
yeah,
so
well,
much
cool. Ooh, you enjoy your meal.
Thank you. You do the same. Enjoy your evening.
I'm going to. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.